This is RSPNB Update, episode 287, recorded Thursday, December 16th, 2010, Broadfleet. Hello, everybody. We're here on episode 287. The gorgeous Chief Snake, as one of our commentators in one of the questions said. So he's here with me.
Thank you, Shane.
Well, that's what the guy said. I personally wouldn't call another guy gorgeous. That's a little out of my comfort zone.
Did say gorgeous, did he?
I think so.
No, I'm pretty sure he said attractive or...
Oh, okay, well, still the same kind of thing.
To use the actual word gorgeous. So now I'm curious as to where you got that from.
It might be another question. Anyways.
You're pretty gorgeous too, Shane.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. But we're not here to talk about that. If we were here to talk about that, we would be on some other show entirely about whether or not that is a question that we should be answering. I don't even know if we should be... discussing such a thing because, well, I don't know, it doesn't seem right.
There's nothing wrong with metrosexuality. It's not even a sexual orientation.
Well, no, yeah, you're right. It just so happens that both you and the other Brad were both like that, so I don't know. Maybe that's a qualification to be co-host on this show.
Okay.
Because he would always go off and talk about, like, his shirt or his... sweater or scarf or something.
I haven't really done that much. But no, the last time I probably did that would have been in response to a question, either a question from listeners or a question from you. So
okay.
You only have yourself or the listeners to blame.
Well, that's fine.
You made me metrosexual, so deal with
it. No, I don't think so. We're going to talk about the RuneScape updates this week.
What's been happening?
Soaking yourself in damage.
And I actually looked at this.
Yeah, we tested it out, didn't we? You know, it was quite funny when this thing first came out and the reactions on the community and our very own RuneWire as well about what people thought of this and the fact that they thought it was going to be causing problems, and it kind of
fairly predictable.
It made them feel underpowered, as typical, you know. But, you know, as you said, fairly typical. So, and in the end, of course, it's not that bad. We've seen worse things before. So there's really not all that much to worry about in relation to this update. Because, well, I guess there is something to worry about if you have a Dragonfire Shield, since that doesn't have any absorption properties on it, which people are... kind of upset about, but I don't see why, because the Dragonfire Shield is the strongest shield in the game. So I don't see why you need
to need it. I mean, none of the other shields have any damage soaking.
Oh, okay. I didn't look at that.
Well, I assume they don't. I mean...
Oh, okay.
Well, that would be a bit sad.
I don't know. What shield you were using?
That's still just the Dragonfire Shield.
Okay. So basically, the problem this is trying to address is what happens to the higher level hits that people take, and is there any way these can be softened up? Hence the word soaking in damage, I guess. So a little bit of a rundown on how this works. It only applies for things over 200 damage. So let's take this for example. Let's say you get hit, 254 or something. So you go 254 minus 200, you get 54, and then multiply it by that type of damage absorption rate. So if you have a 13% melee absorption rate, you will absorb 13% of 54, which I believe is what did that come to last night? 7.07?
Oh, God, I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, 7.02, actually. So you absorb 7.02, and that. So basically that means that your damage would have been 7... life points higher than it was with the absorption rate. So, not even one old hit point. So, really, it's not that much when you think about it.
Yeah, that's sort of what I was thinking when we were doing it. I mean, it didn't seem like it was making a huge deal at all.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, they probably could have done this update and had far less complaints about it if they had not said anything and, you know, just introduced the new hit splats as they were marketing as and not said, like, just add these absorption rates kind of hidden.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's the thing about it as well. That's
no one would ever notice. It would just look like randomness, right?
Yeah. But yeah, that's what gets me. I mean, the fact that they changed the hit splats, it's unnecessarily confusing now, and I don't even like the look of them personally.
Oh, really?
It's naturally it's something that I'll just get used to. I'll adapt to over time. But
yeah,
it seems
like
every time when Jagex does something like that, it's never perfect from the get go, and it annoys me. But
yeah, almost like a beta release.
Still, we'll grow accustomed to it.
Yeah, but what do you don't like about them?
They look, I don't know, I mean, like the miss hit splat, like I was telling you the other night, I couldn't even tell what that was supposed to be.
Oh, yeah.
If it wasn't obvious that that was a miss, then you couldn't tell.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, and even the other hits, yeah.
You were saying it's much more complicated now, which is true, because previously you'd only pay attention to one number, the poison number, the disease number. Now you have to pay attention to your max hit, any background damage other people are doing. You have to pay attention to what type of damage it is and what the absorption rate is on that. So
yeah, that's right.
Oh, and there's also
which is sort of
curses.
Like I was saying. Oh, sorry.
From the curses, you know.
The curses. But yeah, it was sort of like I was saying, I think, in the lead up to this before they released it. It would be interesting what happened and how it was received, because we knew that it was going to be a more complex system. And
yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, I get, I don't know, maybe from the perspective of a new account, it would be simple in that it's icon-based, you know? So if you see a sword, you know, it's physical damage, the magic hat, it's magic, and the ranged item or icon, it's ranged based, so
yeah.
I don't know.
But, well, it's handy that they've introduced those, so good on them for that.
Yeah, another thing I like about it is the fact that you can now see whether the max hit that, like, 45 was yours or not, you know? I think I've got lots of those before, but now we'll know for sure, so.
Actually, Yeah, that's good. Come to think of it, this will be good for new users, because, like I was saying, it sort of introduces an unnecessary complication for new people. But in actual fact, the new users won't have to worry about absorbing damage, of course. They won't have to worry about that at all, because for a start, they won't have access to any sort of armor that will be useful for that. And for another thing, because it's only for hits higher than 200.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point.
So that's kind of an interesting dynamic, in that as the game goes on, you will start to notice it more, and it will become a bigger part of how you play.
Yeah, but it's only going to be noticeable for PvP people and monster hunting people, because Slayer monsters can't hit that high. Unless it's a dragon.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
You know?
Which is interesting. So, on the other hand, we may barely even notice this at all, and that's probably why the PK.
That's what I'm thinking, you know.
And for them, it should be introducing another dynamic, and I would have thought that they would be sort of happy about that.
Yeah, it would add more strategy into it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, how do I get around this? How do I set myself up to have the best absorption? And I think one of our questions this week addresses it, so we might as well just talk about it now, but balancing the combat triangle with this could be an attempt to do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had this, I was going to say something last week about this, but I decided not to. I decided to wait until it came out, but in the behind the scenes, they mentioned something about further changes coming in 2011, specifically January.
Oh, they did.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if this is going to be kind of the Grand Exchange the month before, and then the biggest change to combat that we've seen in quite some time come January. So, I don't know. Because they did say something about January, if I remember reading correctly. But, I don't know. I think so far they're off to a good start with this.
Yeah.
Oops. But, oh, well. Whether or not it balances the combat triangle, I don't know. Because what they've tried to do is give the... I forget which set of armor they wanted to give the bonuses to. They wanted to give the magic-based armor more melee absorption so that they would be stronger to the melee people. Because, you know, the magic people are strong against the melee people. The melee people are supposed to be strong against the... like attack strong against the archers,
Rages.
And then
yeah.
then the other ones against the
magic.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
So they would have given I guess the magic people the range absorption there on that. So
yes,
that's another way of balancing it out. I don't know. I've confused myself. But
no,
basically,
the magic people get hit hard by the rangers, so they would have
right.
given the mages the melee absorption.
Okay, that sounds right. That's what I read. Yep. That's good, then. So, basically, we can look at this as a way of balancing out the combat triangle with the existing armor in the game without modifying its core stats, which is what would really piss people off. So they add this other group of... stats onto it to attempt to balance it, you know?
That's interesting, yeah. I hadn't sort of thought of it that way before.
Yeah, so, I don't know.
Okay. So, yeah, what Jagex is doing here is very interesting. I think I sort of agree with it on the whole. I think it probably could have been better implemented aesthetically in that I don't really like the hit splats much at all, and it's probably slightly more confusing than it needs to be. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know how they'd make
only
it simpler.
Time will tell, really. I mean, because I've got to get used to it, and I'll probably be eating my words after a while, to be fair, but...
I don't know. I quite like the way the hit splats are. Maybe they just look a little too plain compared to what we're used to going back all the way to RuneScape Classic, like... You remember how they'd have the jaggedy edges on them. Maybe that's what we're...
Oh, God, RuneScape Classic.
Looking for.
Are we really thinking that far back?
Well, yeah, you know, it's legacy. And as everybody knows in software, legacy prevails.
Okay.
So.
But yeah, I know what you mean.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out where I read that about January. I might have dreamt it or something. I have a habit of dreaming things up, you know, and thinking a few weeks later I read it and it's real. So.
I know the feeling. But anyway, yeah. Are we done with that?
I think so.
Was there anything else this week?
Well, not really. Just the tweaks and fixes, which is minor in the scheme of things in relation to this. So first off, right-click menu. Once again, the right-click menu.
That
entries are grouped together, you now have simply left-click on the group to perform that default action for the first item.
Handy.
Without having to go into the submenu. So, you know, they could make things a whole lot simpler by removing the right-click context menu entirely.
What? So what would they use instead?
I don't know. Make just a hover effect, you know? Like what happens in Star Trek Online is if you walk up to an item, you get this little... HUD on the bottom of your screen that says press F to pick up, or you can click the pick up button. So you could have that kind of thing when you walk over an item or something.
That would be really annoying.
Really?
Yeah.
But it would make things
Plus
easier
there
for,
are
for Mac
multiple
users.
Items. I don't think that really makes a difference in this day and age.
Well, you never know. Well, you're
even the
right.
Yeah, even Apple's mice actually have right mouse buttons.
Well, yeah, sort of, but that's a topic for another show. Wink, wink.
Nudge, nudge.
Yes, yes. I just love dropping little hints like that, don't you?
You don't have to tell everyone that you're dropping a hint. Anyway,
well, that's what wink, wink, nudge, nudge implies.
Rating out of 5 this week?
I don't know. I it doesn't seem very usable. It doesn't seem very useful to me. I still don't see the point, you know. Granted, it's nice knowing where your damage is coming from, but I don't know if the other stuff was really needed. I think that could have been added more transparently.
That's what I'm thinking. More transparency is probably required in order to make it appear less complex.
Yeah.
Something like that.
That's the same thing. I don't know, but I guess... I don't know. It's hard to say, really.
Yeah. It is hard to say.
It's hard to say how somebody who creates an account 2 months from now and then 6 months later is getting into boss fights is going to know what all these things mean and how they're going to know. I guess that's what I'm trying to get at with that. So I'm going to give it a 3.
In that respect, I think it's kind of cool in that you don't start off with it, but it's something you build up to.
Yeah, well, but anyway, true with lots of things.
I'll give it a 3.5. Or no, yeah, 3.5.
It's rather generous.
It's not perfect, but I think it's...
And you've still never said what you'd do with the hit splats.
Well, I don't know what I would do with them. I just think it could have been done better.
Okay.
Which is not very good critique, but I am, yeah. I do think they have done it quite well.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm saying. Moving on.
Do Horatio's realize that players may want to have as many anti-dragon shields as they want, so he will now offer another shield to anyone who asks.
Yay, I already have like 50.
Oh yeah, me too. I use them for going to the water fans there, because I'm too cheap to have a dragonfire shield. Just a few other things from the release notes I want to say. They fixed some of the hairstyles poking through hats. I haven't checked if mine's been fixed, but I hope not, because I like that style.
If it did get fixed, would it stay as your forum avatar?
Yeah, probably, because you have to actually physically go and take that picture.
Yeah. Well, that's cool then.
And it's no longer possible to hide the Dungeoneering Banker under a market plant.
Oh. That's good, I guess.
Yeah, you know, when I was there getting my... Dungeoneering XP for my farming effigy, helping people. I noticed that there was a marker plant there, and I was wondering what that was for, but now it's kind of clear. So, anyways. One more thing this week. RuneScape Winter Extravaganza, which is basically RuneScape's Christmas party with a bunch of events starting on the 20th through the 23rd. They're going to be having a whole bunch of time zones. So basically they want to ensure that as many people get to these events as possible, and they say that there's going to be a scavenger hunt.
Someone was saying that there was an event at like 2 a.m. US time, which didn't make a lot of sense, but... no one cares about the US anyway.
Yeah, they should have.
Jagex have finally cottoned on.
US Central... there's one at 2 a.m. US Central on Monday, December 20th. So that'd be 3 a.m. Eastern.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I know.
I might go to that one. Or no, I have an exam that day. I can't. Anyways. They also say there's going to be a special extra present for those who... for the winner of the scavenger hunt, so... I don't know. It'd be interesting to see how they pull this scavenger hunt off. How do you pull a scavenger hunt off with a world full of people?
Yeah, I don't know either. That's just what I was thinking when you said you'd go. Maybe one of us should go. One of us probably should find out how these things work.
I don't know. I don't like these events because the entire world is full. And
have you ever done it before?
No, I haven't. But I've been to drug parties where the entire world is full, and I don't like it.
I remember doing that once in RuneScape Classic. There was a massive drop party. It was fantastic.
Oh, in the party room? Was...
No, the RuneScape Classic, when there was no party room. This was This was probably the best drop party I've ever witnessed. It was north of Falador, where there was this huge big space back then, and because there was, I don't think there were any trees, it was just bare. And anyway, it was covered in people. I would love to be able to do that again.
Yeah, it's too bad though, because you know you can't really, because well, there's no even trade thing, and those were the best events we ever had were our drop parties, and it's too bad you can't do those anymore, the private exclusive drop parties.
Yeah, oh well. But yeah, what was I saying? You should go to this event, because
I'll
it is your obligation as RSPB Update host.
Well, you too then.
I'm only a co-host, so I don't have that obligation.
We'll see. You know, we're not even going to be talking RuneScape until January, unless we talk briefly next week about the Christmas update at some point.
Yes. So. We probably should mention it, shouldn't we?
Yeah, I don't know.
Us not to.
But yeah, we'll give it a talk on one of our shows. But also, they got events for the Dutch and Belgian community. So if you remember those, you can go, once again, 18th to the 23rd. And also their triumvirate thing, which I don't know. Hopefully that thing gets disbanded. But anyways, they're having an end of year finale. So,
good,
it's going to see, apparently, which one has the most influence at the end of 2010. So, yeah, I know, hey? It's like, anyways.
How
that's
useful.
Yeah. I still want to know how they organize all these things.
But then,
how they can prevent people from swapping between them. Because, well, it's all forum-based, right?
Well, it's probably just meant to be a fun thing, so I wouldn't take it seriously to start with.
I know.
With.
And then I don't like competing in contests that aren't serious.
Oh. Well, you're just silly then.
But
that's
all
this week for RuneScape updates.
Questions, specifically audio questions. First one is from Google Voice. I'm sorry, we can't really hear your name because the phone quality really just garbled it up. So I'm going to assume it has something to do with Alex.
Hey, this is Blade of Alec, and I was just wondering if you could choose any skill out of the 25 skills, what would you do on the double XP day?
Double XP day. Well, it
I
depends.
Hope we don't have another one of those.
Another one of... Oh, another double XP day. Well, why not? Because it would
Market
screw the economy
still,
over again.
Yeah, it's still recovering.
I don't think anyone really cares about the economy these days.
They should.
But it's RuneScape.
But they should.
Game.
But they should. You have to take it as if it was a real economy. We need tax cuts, and we need to get rid of progressive taxation, because that's what the Grand Exchange is hampering. They're hampering the natural flow of the economy. But anyways, continue.
Oh my god. Are you listening to this, listeners? Right. As for a skill, it would depend when I could be bothered doing it. So, probably construction again like last time. What? Or ranged,
okay.
Because I sold all of my oak planks. But I've still got my chin chompers.
Oh, that's good.
I figured I would never be bothered enough to get construction, so I'll get 99 range. I could probably do that.
I would train construction because it's the most expensive.
Yeah, again, it's just the fact that it's too much effort.
Yeah. And, you know, also with rune crafting, I could throw that in there too, but I don't think it's necessary.
No, runecrafting is... I mean, those ones are good, but...
It's not a necessity.
Sort of rewarding.
Yeah. But construction, that's not very rewarding either.
No, but it's fast levels.
Okay.
And you spend less money.
You could get 99 in one day with double XP.
Yep. Well, normal people, I mean, yeah, normal people could.
Yeah, normal people. But I was just strangely looking on RuneWire, scrolling back to the last Double XP weekend photos, and I saw the one reminding the RuneWire people about how you accidentally almost removed your dining room after I actually did remove my dining room.
Oh, yeah. That was amusing.
That's why you don't train late at night, but, you know. But there was a good reason we did that. We must have had some kind of intuition, because 2 hours after the Double XP started, they reset everyone's counter. So we got the...
That was fantastic. Yeah, I remember that. I'd almost forgotten about it now. But
That's great. Anyways, thank you for the question.
That went on longer than expected.
Yeah, it did. Next one is from Rainy.
Hey, it's Rainy here from Norway, and I have a question about the iPhone 4. Basically, I've been wanting to get one recently, and I was wondering if you could get one for half the price of what it would cost where you live, would you get it? And also, I've been wondering about the main differences between the iPhone 4 and the iPhone 3GS. If you guys know, I would really like to know. And thanks for the great show. It helped me tons while getting 99 Slayer. Rainy out.
I love his accent.
Yeah, me too. I don't think I've ever heard a Norwegian accent before. I wouldn't mind going to Norway, actually. But anyways.
Anyway.
Would you?
So what? An iPhone 4?
If it was cheaper? Price? Yes.
That would be very tempting. I know what I'm getting for Christmas now, and I'm getting an Android phone, which retails.
That's what Santa's bringing you.
Yeah, and it retails for something like $300, but I got it for $150 because of this fantastic Christmas discount that the New Zealand phone company is doing. So anyway. It's more or less $150, which is extremely cheap for that particular phone, so that's the only reason why I got it. Even if I got the iPhone at half price, it would still be $500.
Oh my god.
So, no, $550, close enough. So yeah, if I didn't just get that, then possibly, because it is a really good phone, and it could do anything, but... It is still on the expensive side.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really think I could say half price here, because the phones here are all on contract, which is really annoying. The only reason time I would even remotely consider getting a smartphone here, given the price of data and everything, is if I could get it on without contract. And for no more than $30-$35 a month, because right now, to get an iPhone in Canada through Rogers, I believe it is $60 for a 500 megabyte package of data per month. And I forget what the voice minutes are on that, but yeah, very expensive for a very small amount of data. And as we all know, in this day and age, 500 megabytes is nothing. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
For a phone.
Yeah, but even the US has better ones, you know?
We have worse. I think...
I mean contract plans.
Yeah.
It would
Our
be nice to get something not on contract, because it's just criminal what you have to sign up for to get a decent one. And, you know, they rope everyone in with, oh, free phone. But the point is, at the end of the day, are people really that careless that they can't spend the $300, $400 on a phone to go without a contract, considering a phone will last you, what, probably 3 years at least? I know it would last me that long, so.
Yeah, well, I would hope it would be about that.
Yeah.
New plan that 2Degrees Mobile have just introduced in New Zealand. 0 cents per minute to any standard New Zealand mobile or landline. Fair use policy applies.
Oh, my. That'd
be
good.
The first plan of its type, 0 cents. But... you also get 1,000 texts to anyone in New Zealand and 250 megabytes of data, which, as you say, is not a lot. That costs $149 a month.
Okay. Never mind.
Yeah. For New Zealand, it's actually pretty decent. I think if you were willing to, if you were like a business person who used it all the time, that would be fantastic. But for anyone else, that would be ridiculous.
Yeah, that would be.
But anyway, that's, that just gives you an idea of what we have to deal with. Otherwise, I don't think we're too bad anymore.
Yeah, you guys sound pretty good, actually.
There's been quite a lot more competition between, because we have three providers now.
Okay. Yeah, we're just starting to get some actual other providers that aren't the main three. So one can hope that hopefully they'll be able to erode away at the support, but you never know. But yeah. Anyways, the second part of that question was different between the 3GS and the 4. Basically, the 3GS and the 4, the main difference is the hardware, in being that the iPhone 4 is a much faster device in terms of processing speed and memory. The iPhone 4 actually has 512 megs of RAM compared to the old one, which I believe was 256, and the iPad also has 256. So in terms of Apple mobile hardware, the iPhone 4 is the most advanced. The iPhone 4 also has the dual cameras and shoots HD video,
yeah,
and the high resolution screen and all that stuff. So if you were to choose between a 3GS and a 4, you'd definitely want the 4. But then what I tell everybody else here, and what I would do if I had a music collection and I needed a mobile device, I would just get an iPod Touch and a cheap little side phone to use, because, well, as I said, data is too expensive here, and you don't want to be in a contract. So think about that too. Do you really need the iPhone, or can you get by with a little feature phone and that'll handle all your text messaging and stuff? So
yeah, I think that's basically what it's coming down to nowadays, because like the one I'm getting is pretty decent. I mean, it does everything that you'd need it to, and it's about a tenth of the price almost at what I got it for anyway. So
yeah, so overall, most of the time, unless you absolutely need that integration for some reason, I'd suggest getting the iPod Touch instead, actually, and just saving your money.
Yeah.
On the plan.
And it's sort of easier if you have something that is dedicated to music, if you are listening to music.
And also mobile computing, And also you have to think, where are you going to be? If you're going to be in areas that have Wi-Fi, there's no reason why you need the 3G chip in an iPhone. So
yeah,
that should come into your equation too.
Summary, iPhone is bloody amazing. It's just the price that obviously shakes us off. Otherwise,
yes,
we would love it.
Yes. Thank you, Rainey. Nice accent, as Brad said. Next one is from Regnanth.
Hey, Shane and Chief, two questions this week. First, a RuneScape question. I think everybody can agree that the combat triangle needs rebalanced and needs it badly. So my question is, how would each of you rebalance the combat triangle? Second, how do you think the world and the human race in general will end? Will it be a natural disaster, or a plague, or what? Keep up the awesome show, Regnanth.
Well, I guess we sort of touched on this. This was the question I was thinking of, but how would that? That's kind of how the Jagex is attempting to do it, but how would we do it?
Well, to be honest, I mean, I don't think we could have come up, or I don't think I could have come up with anything that would have beaten what Jagex has just done, because I wouldn't have thought of that, and I didn't even realize that what they had done would contribute to balancing the combat triangle. It is probably the most effective way they could have done it, so congratulations to them. But I don't know.
I'd make defense more useful.
Well, that's what they... Oh, no, so, yeah, I know what you mean.
Like the actual skill, like your number as you go up, make that a little, like, what happens in relation to how much damage you absorb as you get higher in your defense, and how does ranged and magic play
into it? Maybe something that they could be doing now that they've sort of taken the first step introducing absorption using armor.
Yeah, you know, that's what I was thinking is, could this be one of the first changes to other changes that are on the way? I hope so, because
yeah.
I think we've had these problems since RuneScape 2, and I didn't play much in RuneScape Classic. I don't know how it was back then, but I don't know. Do you remember anything about that?
As in armor defense?
Yeah, how the combat triangle worked.
Oh, the combat triangle in general. I don't remember a lot about it either, but the very fact that with magic, I don't think you could auto-cast anything, could you?
No, I don't think so.
I think magic was very secondary. I don't remember it ever being used as a primary means of attack. So in that respect, it actually has improved since then. So I can't see why anyone sort of liked PKing or anything back then. As for ranged, I think ranged was probably very underpowered from memory, because they didn't have a lot of equipment in those days. Yeah.
No. Also, I think in RuneScape 2, we've had the phases where magic was overpowered, then range became overpowered, then melee became overpowered again, you know? But you're always going to get those people who are saying one way or another. So, I don't know.
I think, yeah, probably what you've got to do is recognize for yourself which one is more overpowered, which one is more underpowered, and actually use that to your advantage.
Yeah.
That's
just like I say, if you can't beat them, join them.
Yeah, if you have to complain about it being unbalanced, then why not just balance it yourself?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Balance it yourself.
If you don't think it's working, then obviously taking the entire combat triangle
and balancing it yourself. That's a good idea.
I thought so too.
Yeah, okay. And how are we going to end the human race?
Oh, I don't know. I hate these questions.
I honestly don't think we are. I hope that there's going to be people who are smart enough to realize that space is in our future and we're not always going to be able to hear. And I'd hope by at least 2050 we have a colony set up on Mars at the least, or even the moon. Because, you know, I was thinking about this actually the other day. What would happen if the Earth was to disappear? What would happen to the moon? Because currently the moon is spinning outwards towards us. So we would either, depending on which planet was near, we would either end up a satellite of Venus or rocket past Mars into the asteroid belt and end up a satellite of Jupiter. No?
Yeah. I think that's enough of an answer, really. Thank you, Regnanth.
Alrighty, next one is from a guy who won the award in 2009 for Question of the Year. I don't think he's done that with this one, but here we go anyways.
Dear beautiful Shane and very attractive Chief Snake, I have a question for you, and it might as well be the most important question you've been asked all year. What brand of shampoo do you use? Thanks, and keep up the good work in 2011. Sincerely, gosh, I hate that word. Sincerely, Poppy Row.
All right. So, That's a rather interesting question. I'm not sure why someone would need to know that, but I don't even know what mine is. Do you know what yours is?
I want to say herbal essences just for the reference to the show. Do you remember that one?
Oh, herbal I remember essences. That one. I remember that one. Yeah.
But no, I can't remember the name. When we previewed the question, I was like, oh, yeah, I know that. Better think of that while we're doing the rest of the show. And I still haven't thought of it. Yeah, I don't know the brand of shampoo that I use. What about you?
What does it smell like?
I'm sure it starts with a P. Refresh my memory.
What?
Oh, no, no, I mean, what, the brand?
No, I don't know. I don't even know what mine is. I was asking you what yours smells like.
What did it, but what does it smell? I don't know what it smells like. It's very artificial.
Okay.
I also have some natural stuff, though, but I don't really use that.
I don't know what mine is, so I'm just going to say that mine is smells like lemons, and there's actual lemon juice in it, apparently.
That's good.
Yes. So.
Yeah, it'll come to me. Either before or after the show. I mean, during or after the show. So.
Okay. Alrighty, thank you, Papiro.
He deserves to have his name pronounced wrong.
Yes, thank you. Next,
I'm
one
not
is
sure
from...
whether to be thankful or not, but
I don't know. Next one is from a guy named Kapoof. That's an interesting name, Kapoof.
Dear Shane and Chief, let's just say you get into a freak podcasting accident. You're knocked into a coma. You wake up after 5 years, and obviously the first thing you do is check up on RuneScape. What major changes do you expect to be there in 5 years? Thanks a bunch. Merry Christmas.
Oh, that has to win the award for best audio question of 2010.
I don't know. I know they said RuneScape has a decade of development left. I'm not sure what they can do with it, because it seems as though right now they're just beating around the bush, and they're not actually tying off storylines quickly and introducing new ones and advancing it as a whole. I mean, you could have left from 2005 and then come back to 2010 and you'd still be able to pick up the majority of it in a few days. So, I don't know. I'm not very optimistic. But I hope that one thing I hope they will do is I hope they will round out the quest storylines. For instance, I finished the elf storyline and maybe, I don't know, expand the map. We haven't had a map expansion for so long, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what I hope for. Pretty much, pretty simple, if you ask me.
Yeah. Do you think we could expect another graphics engine?
No, I think they got what they want now. I think they got a platform they can work with that's one engine that does everything. So I think what we're likely to see is we're likely to see the features of HD move into the software mode as they have been, and having that be the new standard while they make way for more advanced things in the GPU version, because right now it's really not that intensive in terms of GPU usage. So,
no, it's not.
Like, the particles aren't even real, you know? So, I don't know. But yeah, from a technical standpoint, I would hope that there's some optimizations, specifically on the macOS end, such that the game just doesn't randomly stop sometimes and disappear.
I know the one thing that annoys me in Linux is that when you resize the window, or at least maximize it, actually, no, that's the problem. If you maximize the window that the game is running in, doesn't pick it up properly as like a window resize, and so the game doesn't resize properly with it. It's hard to explain, but anyway, basically the game just goes all distorted and screws up and everything, and you have to, yeah, so you can't run it.
And people say Java is universal.
I don't know whether it's a RuneScape thing or a Java thing.
I think it's probably an OpenJDK thing on Linux.
No, it's the same thing with the actual Sun Java.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it's a Firefox thing. I don't know, I haven't tried it in Chrome.
Could be.
Anyway, that's the one thing that bugs me. I'd like to see that fixed.
Covered that.
Yes.
That's it for audio questions for this week. So, next up, Veed, please.
Question from Lord Passchendaele. I love that name. Hi, super awesome regular hosts. I have two questions. What is your favorite weapon? And number two, how do regular people like us get on the show? Thanks again, super awesome regular hosts, from Rousting, which is his real RS name. P.S. Do either of you know Excel or Tenubsho? No, we don't. I think I can answer
that question.
I talked
to Excel before.
Oh, who was Excel?
He was the one who was their first one to go visit Jagex HQ.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I've not. But fine if you have. Favorite weapon?
Whip.
Yeah, I think it kind of goes without saying. Although, yeah, what about just
strength training
for coolness?
Oh, for coolness? I don't care.
Well, because, yeah, it kind of goes without saying these days which ones are the best, but for awesomeness factor...
The barrel chest anchor from the quest.
Okay. Yeah,
because it's got its own run animation. That's why I like it.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like a big anchor from a ship, so... It's quite funny when you watch yourself run with one of those, and it's a very good crush weapon.
Okay. My coolness factor, I'd probably have to say the rapier.
Oh, okay, from Dungeoneering?
Oh, no, actually, I was just thinking the regular rapier that you can buy from pirates.
Oh, okay. Okay, then.
Because rapiers are mean. How do regular people like him get on the show? By winning competitions, basically. Every now and then we have a competition. We call it a Get on the Show contest, funnily enough. So listen out for those and you will be able to. Obviously not in the near future because we have some
important things coming up. Yeah, nothing in the pipe right now, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's how that works. So if you keep your ears peeled towards the end of each show and you listen and you hear it and, you know, you actually do what we say, then yeah, you have a fairly good chance of doing it. And, you know, people want to get on the show by some means or another, by suggesting something or something, or even, you know, they want a contest, but when we do contests, nobody ever sends stuff in. So yeah, we like it when people do that. So thank you. Next one is from Ice Black Dragon. Hello, Shane. Two questions for you. Have you ever farmed in real life, and why do you think Apple won't release the white iPhone 4? I know Apple's claiming they can't release it because there's some problem between the button and the screen, but considering some people in Canada have gotten white iPhones by accident, and the conversion kit sold by the one guy who got the stuff from Foxconn seemed to work fine, I question that claim. No question for Chief, so you can just enjoy this picture, which I did not put in. I'm sorry.
I had a good laugh at that picture.
What was the picture?
It was rather random. It was a panda. A panda boy or girl, or I don't even know what it was. A panda child, I should say.
Oh, okay.
It was moderately entertaining. Thank you, Ice Black Dragon. You made my day.
Oh, that's good.
Whichever day that was. I think it was the other day I looked at it, but...
You know, I honestly don't know about this. It's hard to say. Maybe they just decided that it wasn't needed, because we're coming up on 9 months since this was initially announced and released, so surely if it was something simple they would have been able to work it out by now. Or maybe, you know, the supply chain got eaten up by other things, like more important things, like the new iPad that's coming. So I don't know. I think it's just a thing of taking, for instance, past sales numbers of what the original white iPhone would have sold for and saying, yeah, you know, clearly the main one sold more, so we're not even going to bother with the white iPhone 4. So, I don't know. That's my thoughts, at least, on it.
It doesn't seem like the color would be a major influencing factor.
Yeah, I know, but they still got to... It would be a different production process.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, they would have to weigh up.
They would want to keep that for benefits. Something else more important. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
oh, I see.
Yeah.
Have you ever farmed in real life? Did you answer that?
Oh, I suppose you could say yes.
Really?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Picked an apple or two.
Yeah, I've done that. I've picked corn. I've picked picked potatoes. I've picked pumpkins. I've
dug up potatoes.
Yes, that's right. I planted grass. Planted trees. Yeah, lots of trees. Yeah. So I guess you could say yes.
Oh, okay. Good on you. You're a real man now. That sounded like a Sheldon laugh. Excuse me, you're losing my voice. Hello and Merry Christmas. Sorry if I misspelled that, but this week I have two questions. The first one is, do you prefer to top your Christmas tree with a star or an angel? I prefer a star, but I'm fine with both. The second question is, when did you stop believing in Santa Claus, if ever? And last week I was referring to Sergey, not Pika. That is from Knack. I can't remember what that Sergey thing was about.
The Russian thing.
I think. No, it was
the Russian thing.
It was something else because you thought that he was referring to Pika, and I think I was right in the end. But
yeah,
I ended up agreeing with you. Anyway, what do you prefer to top your Christmas tree with? We don't even have a Christmas tree this year. At least we don't have one yet. I don't think.
Well, yeah, it's summer, you know. It's summer.
We can't really be bothered anymore. No, but I mean, we still have them, and we always had them in the past. It's just we haven't been bothered in recent years.
Do you get a real one?
Yes, we usually did.
Oh, okay.
Almost
well,
always.
You're excused. You should just get a fake one.
We don't own a fake one. We never had.
Well, you should buy one.
No. Actually, considering we can't be bothered even doing that, it's a wonder how we ever bothered to get the real things. But prefer to top it. I don't think we even really topped it at all, to be honest. We might have when we were kids and we used to make a big deal out of decorating the tree, but no, otherwise, we don't care.
Okay.
We used to have an angel. I don't know at all.
Ours is a star. I'm trying to think of what the upstairs tree is. We have two.
Oh, you have multiple?
Yeah. We have upstairs and downstairs.
Oh, my.
Yeah. The entire house is done up now, even outside. So, the Christmas lights on the backyard tree, the Christmas lights on the front house, the Christmas lights on the front eaves troughs, the tree in the basement, the tree upstairs, the wreaths hanging about the house, and the Christmas village set up.
I mean, what satellite?
The Christmas village set up.
Don't worry, it was a joke.
I'm not going to ask about that.
When did you stop believing in Santa Claus, if ever?
I remember
answering this question once before. I think Brad was on the show at the time. It's a strange memory like that. You never stopped? Aw, you.
Well, clearly,
I never stopped
you're...
either.
Yeah, that's why you get this.
Ho, ho, ho! Hello, Brad! This is Santa Claus. I just spoke with your dog. He told me you have been a very good dragon slayer.
Didn't you already
record
this? This
year you would like an Android phone. Well,
yes.
My first stop is your house in the country. So
bit of bloody
don't
well
forget to leave me some ice cream. And be sure to go to bed early so I can bring you a surprise. But no peeking. All right, geek. Santa has to go pack up the sleigh with presents and decorate my Christmas tree. Merry Christmas!
See, I swear all of the things he's saying there are euphemisms.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I think so. If I actually sat down and sort of translated that into euphemistically speaking... I don't even know. I'm making up words now.
You're a teenager.
I'm kidding. I'm just making it more interesting for listeners.
Good.
As for whether I believe in Santa Claus, I do not. I stopped believing quite early on. I don't think it was ever really much of a big deal in our household. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't sound
Sorry
like it,
to
does
disappoint.
It? Can't even put up a tree.
And I remember saying that... or I remember when we discussed this before with Brad on the show at the time, he was saying that he didn't stop believing until he was quite old.
Oh yeah, right, that was after me.
It was
I
funny.
Forget what age I said. I forget what age I
at
said.
At the time. Yeah, I don't remember what you said either. It was just Brad's pun. It was amazing.
Yeah. Anyways.
Next one. Thank you,
I
Nat.
Know, definitely after 8, but definitely before 13.
After 8? Oh, that's pretty late.
Well, Brad said 12, I think, or 13.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I think
yeah.
so.
Yeah, I remember him saying that it was amusing because he, from a very young age, he had denied or condemned the existence of a god, and yet he still believed in Santa Claus for years after that.
Oh, we're talking about Brad. I wonder what he'd have to say if he was here. Okie dokie. Thank you, Knack. Next one is from Wumphle233. Dear Shane and Brad, if you look back at school, which teacher will you always remember for these reasons? One, the funny one.
Ooh. You?
I don't know.
Put on the spot.
Grade 7 science teacher.
Okay, that explains a lot.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
Funny one.
The one who inspired you to be... Oh, you got one.
Wait, I haven't got a funny one. There were probably plenty of funny ones. Year 11 English teacher. The one who wanted to adopt me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's funny.
She was funny. The one who inspired you to be who you are. Year 4. Yeah, my year 4 teacher in primary school. Because she made a class website. And after that, I started learning HTML. And I made a website.
Oh, my.
It's great.
Oh, that's nice. I honestly don't think a teacher has inspired me to be who I am. So I'm going to pass on that one.
No, actually, yeah, that would be a long shot. I don't think any other teachers have really been that inspirational at all.
Yeah.
Mostly I take...
A great teacher.
Great?
Yes.
You?
Oh.
Oh my god, I mean, not you as in you, but then you are... You do a lot of my teaching, to be honest.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, so the great teacher.
Year 9 maths teacher. Hungarian woman. She was very funny. And she once misspelt my name as Bra on the whiteboard. She was demonstrating something for the class about, I don't know, rearranging letters. And so she wrote my name as Bra... as two separate syllables, Bradley instead of Bradley. But
okay.
She was Hungarian, so... And she realized after, like, 5 minutes and apologized profusely.
I think the people were laughing.
The whole class was laughing. It was so funny. But she was a great teacher. She really was a great teacher. The bad teacher?
I didn't see a great one
you
yet.
Have a great teacher? Yeah.
I was going to say my grade 11 math teacher. Definitely opened up my eyes to what math can be and how it's not just working with numbers and it has some meaning behind it, you know?
I'm sure.
Okay, the bad teacher. I got plenty of these.
Bad teacher. Well, you got plenty. Do start. I have to think about it.
Well, let's just say this one... math teacher I had in my third year of university. I could barely understand her, and it took the better part of the term to find out whether it was a man or a woman.
I couldn't tell, really.
But, lots of ones who just, you know, you can't understand. Like, the notes are horrible. Your best resource for the class is Wikipedia, you know. That's the level I'm talking about of being bad.
Okay. Oh, I thought of mine. She's not actually a teacher anymore, but she's the study period supervisor. Yes, we have a supervisor in our study periods. It's sad. She used to teach geography, but I think she's gone all batty now, and so that must be why she doesn't teach.
Yeah, it sounds like it from what you told me.
Yes. Shane knows a lot about the Tilly. I will not say anything further than that. But yeah, she's an odd character. The mean and nice teachers.
They're all nice to me.
Yeah. Yes, same here. I'm a charmer though, so.
Well, yeah, when you're the best person in the class, the best behaved one, of course they're going to be nice to you, no matter what the teacher is, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, especially when you have a group of horrible people in your class, and you can just make yourself look so sweet next to them. But anyway,
I used to love doing that. Yeah, as you can tell, we were both very good students.
Total goody good.
Alrighty, next one from Jackie.
Dear Shane and Chief Snake, first off, I would like to wish you both a Merry Christmas. Smiley face. Thank you, Jackie. As usual, I have a few questions for you guys. One, firstly for Shane, I was listening to one of the shows, and you mentioned that you've known Mike for a long time. My question is, how long have you known Mike for? And do you live in the same city? And did you go to any schools together?
I've known him for all his life. Yes, of course, same city, and yes to the second one as well.
Oh. Number two, do you think RS is more enjoyable to play now or back in 2006 or 7 when there weren't any trade limits, no GE, etc.?
Definitely 2006, 2007. It was just more challenging back then. Yeah, it was, actually.
I don't really care, actually. They both have their merits. I think I've explained this before.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Yeah. It's a toss-up whether you want the trade back, which isn't really that big
it's
a deal.
Not that much of a barrier, actually, when you think about
it. Yeah. I mean, the GE is... But then when you're thinking enjoyable, it did allow you to play with friends a bit more, sort of. But yeah, I mean,
true.
Just
you actually got
as
more
I'm...
social interaction buying things.
Yeah, exactly. So sort of as I am tossing up out loud right now, you can see that they each have their merits. So yeah, I don't care. And number three, how does the ranking... Sorry? How does the ranking system work in the RSBMB forums? I've noticed that some members have Runite member and some have Bronze member, and I was wondering how it worked. Thanks, as always, Jackie. The ranking system, we actually have a sticky, which explains that now, I think, somewhere.
That's in the welcoming area.
Welcoming area, yeah. That's right. So go take a look at that. I'm too lazy to explain it.
There's also a bunch of other stuff you should know about RSBMB, the clan chat, the worlds, link to the rules. In fact, you should read them once a week if you want to be on our good side. I read them today.
Yeah. I remember, like, years ago, you telling me that you made the mods read the rules once a day or something like that. Clearly that's not true. Just putting that up there.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Next one. I think that's it.
That is it. Next one?
Yes. Oh, I'm reading it. Okay. Last one is from Cold Knight. Hey, guys.
Good, you got his name
questions,
right.
So here they are. What simple update would you love to see come out in the near future?
Ooh. Simple?
Yeah.
I think... resizable and movable windows is fairly simple, personally.
Oh, yeah.
But Jagex don't seem to think that.
Yeah, you know, because they're not using a built-in Java framework for the UI. That's why they can't easily.
Yeah.
So, aside from that one, I think my biggest thing would have to be optimizations for Mac OS. like, make the HD water flow freely and make HD on Mac OS perform the same as it does on Windows. Please. That would be my dream come true. I've actually dreamt about that before.
Oh my god.
Then I log in to check and it's still the same.
You're a worry.
I know, I told you, I get antsy about little things like that. So, yeah.
Actually, simple update I can think off the top of my head. Replace the panel buttons, you know, just the tab buttons.
Oh, yeah. In the bank?
No, sorry, the...
Oh, in the chat, that's right.
No, inventory. Or I can see what you mean by that, but the opposite way around. I want them reverted back to how they used to be. The inventory equipment and all those sorts of icons, the buttons behind them, they look gross.
Yeah, you're right, those don't make much sense, do they?
And they're different to the chat ones, which they kept the same.
Yeah, that's still annoying.
For some reason. I think they look horrible, and I think they should revert them to how the chat ones look now.
What they could do, taking it from a simple update to a more complex update, is let people skin RuneScape. Let them have like a text file defining the theme, you know, and stuff.
That would be overkill, but...
When I was doing the last quest, like I know, for instance, World of Warcraft and Star Trek Online have this. They display your current objective in the quest. That would be nice to have.
Ah, interesting. Yeah, that could be possible, definitely.
Yeah, so, anyways... number two, how did you introduce to RuneScape? So, when you were however old you are, what made you come to this game?
I read about it in a magazine.
Really?
And, yep.
Really?
It's a weird, I know, it's a weird way to be introduced to it. But, yeah, so I went to it, runescape.com, got killed by a cow and didn't go back for a few months, I don't think. Something along those lines, anyway. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been killed by a cow. So, okay. I was introduced to RuneScape by Mike, unsurprisingly. So, that covers that one. Thank you, Cold Knight. And that wraps up questions for 2010.
Yay.
Moving on to the tech news now.
We're done for 2010. Can you believe it? Well, done with questions.
I know.
My God.
The work is yet to begin, for me at least.
Yeah.
So, YouTube has asked its users now to flag videos that promote terrorism. Over 35 hours of YouTube videos are uploaded every minute, so it's just not feasible that YouTube review each video before it's posted online. Instead, YouTube points its community to its community guidelines and lets users flag those with inappropriate content for removal. And now a new category will let you flag ones that promote terrorism. So.
Weird.
Well, you know, not really, because if you think about it, YouTube is for us as much as it is for them. So, if they're using it, and we're on the same site, we might as well stop it, you know, and kind of stop it in the tracks, right? So, I personally think this is a good thing. Yes, the words promote terrorism on a video that you're going to might be a little bit overkill, but, you know, that's just the harsh realities of the world we live in. So,
where do you draw the line, though? it's a bit arbitrary as to what is promoting terrorism or not, what is actually to be considered terrorism. This is like I was discussing with you about your article about censorship, I think.
Where do you draw the line? That's what everybody asks. I don't know.
Which is why I sort of wonder why there should be a line in the first place. Why not just let the users sort of decide for themselves?
Okay, or maybe... but how do you flag a video then that's terrorism versus one that's swearing it's not appropriate for little kids, right?
Well, swearing is fairly easy.
How do you differentiate that?
What do you mean, differentiate?
Like, Are you saying that there shouldn't be a promote terrorism button, or... But...
Well, it's... I don't think they should be removed. Perhaps, perhaps it would be more appropriate if they were only viewable by, say, an 18-plus audience who obviously would know what they are dealing with and would be able to... I mean, that kind of audience would already have their own sort of views and everything. They wouldn't be... you know, they wouldn't be... They wouldn't be sponges. They wouldn't absorb any,
oh, okay.
any of
the... I see what you mean. I see what you're getting at.
I don't know. Okay. It's still it still comes under the arbitrarity of which videos are actually promoting terrorism, but who knows?
Yeah, you know, I guess you could have a bunch of people putting this video together and say, oh, this is terrorism, but you know, you're right, that is kind of scary when you consider what the demographics of the online community are made up of, you know?
Yeah.
And just the fact that that kind of thing can happen. So I see where you're coming from with that, but I don't know. I guess what they could do is just have every video that gets flagged kind of searched for that kind of thing as well, but I don't know. It's hard to moderate anything by using automation entirely.
Yeah, so. I mean, especially videos.
Yeah, you know, we're not going to get anything like that in the near future because, as far as I can tell, MPEG 7 is dead in the water. So, anyways. But let's move on to brighter things. 2010 in review from Google and YouTube. Google posted their zeitgeist of 2010 search terms. They got, of course, ones highlighting the world... specific regions. So if you go to, say, New Zealand, you can see the fastest rising queries, of course, are Christchurch earthquake, Justin Bieber, GeoNet, FIFA,
GeoNet.
Music, Facebook login, Lotto results, NZ, Avatar, Chat Roulette, and Grabone, whatever the heck
is.
So... then, of course, Canada, it's a bit different. So let's see what Canada says. Canada's fastest rising queries, of course, are Chat Roulette, iPad, World Cup, Lotto Max, Vancouver 2010, Hotmail sign-in, Justin Bieber, Glee, Google Translate, and Kijiji Toronto. Then they also got fastest rising people, Nicki Minaj, Keisha, Justin Bieber, etc. So go to the Google zeitgeist and play around and see what 2010 was all about. They also got a video on this. It's a rather interesting video in that it highlights the events of the year. It also highlights the evolution of Google this year from standard Google search all the way to instant. Also shows Gmail's priority inbox. So it's also a clever ad for Google. So I suggest you take a look at both of these.
Yeah, I remember reading that about the video, and yet I never watched the video for some reason. I should have done that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Also, YouTube's way, YouTube Rewind, 2010 in review. Most viewed video of all time was Justin Bieber, one of his songs. another one was the Bed Intruder song. Lots of kind of culture things. The Old Spice Man, that sort of thing. Then, of course, there's most watched music videos, which we know who is going to be on there. So, youtube.com/rewind. You want to watch any of those videos?
Not if they have Justin Bieber in them.
Okay. Well then, last piece of news that came out today. Mark Zuckerberg was named Times Person of the Year, even though Julian was selected by the readers.
I think his name is Julian Assange, but
anyways. So, you know, basically Time Person of the Year. Apparently he was nominated because Facebook has changed the way people communicate with each other and how they share stuff on the web with digital media. You know, I was thinking about this. Wasn't Facebook
I don't
the
think
same
that's
primarily
right.
in 2009 as it was in 2010? So...
I don't know. But I don't think Facebook has done that much, has it?
No,
has
no,
it really
of course not.
Anything?
Like, nothing really that major.
Oh,
you know?
Beyond what's been achieved in the past?
Yeah, nothing. Only thing that brought more attention to it was that movie called The Social Network.
Yeah, The Social Network.
So, you know, I don't know. I'll take Mark Zuckerberg over Julian Assange, I guess, but... I don't know.
Oh, well.
What do you think?
I guess they can't really name someone who is currently arrested.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, you know.
For better or for worse.
I forget who there is another one, but...
The charges, though, are ridiculous. The charges that are actually laid against him. Anyway, yeah. Sorry, it just came up. It was on the news tonight, and it seemed so stupid. But...
That's what it is. Let it be.
But, see, you're... Anyway, okay, never mind. I'm not going to argue this.
Okay, that's it for tech news this week. Let's talk about Skill of the Month now. I don't feel right talking about it since I'm in first, so you tell us what it's about.
Well, nothing's really changed that much. Oh, wait, yes, it has, I suppose, since last week. Last week, I stopped... And so Shane continued going, and he's continued at the exact same pace. So Shane here has now gained 4.2 million XP. That's 15 days through the competition. Christ. So you could actually double that. That's a lot better than we were doing back in back when the last Farming Skill of the Month was held. Oh, do you reckon you can do that 8 mil XP by the end of December?
No comment.
I'll take that as a yes. Ooh. So yeah, after that, Shane is averaging 281k per day. I've only averaged 160k per day, and I haven't got any significant amount of XP since since 6 days ago, so I can't be bothered anymore, to be fair. Shane has gained 4.2, and I've gained 2.4 mil XP, so I'm far behind. Behind me is Brian, who has also stopped. He's at 2 mil XP. Congratulations, Brian, on what you did. Then Earth at 1.7, Reventon at 1.4, MLI at 1.2, iDorgismo 1.2, and then drops down a bit. So yeah, it's no longer anyone's game. Shane has got it in the bag.
I'm not going to let up, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyways. moving on. We want 2010 clips still. You can still send those in. update.rsbnb.com/2010clips. Please send them in. It's much more fun when we have clips sent in by the user, and we can say why you like them and give you a mention on the show about finding this for us, so please send us those. We like those. Halloween events will be posted this weekend. I mean, holiday events.
Halloween, yeah.
Not sure where I got Halloween from, but yes, the holiday events will be posted this weekend, so be sure to take a look at those.
I certainly will. Actually, I've
got achievements.
Oh, achievements.
We got three this week.
But 399s, so...
Yeah, so it's good. So you want to start?
December the 12th, Mr. Gotham got 99 magic.
Congratulations.
You want me to continue? On December 14th, X-Blades got 99 Dungeoneering. Congratulations. And
on
December
15th, Double X Turt XX got 99 defense.
Woot.
Congratulations, everybody. So we will be also taking a break from achievements as we head into the Christmas season and we do our special shows. So I'm not sure if we'll pick those up in January. We'll have to see how many there are and if whether it's a wall to talk to them or not. So, yeah.
I don't know.
We'll see.
Chiefs
yes,
pick.
Pick.
Woot. I'm going to have fun with this one. Attempting to pronounce the name. I wonder if there's a translator, like translating to Latin characters.
I don't know.
Anyway, this my pick this week is called Nyusha. I hope I pronounced that right. That is supposed to be the English translation of the name of this person. This person is a Russian singer, a Russian pop singer. And as to how I acquired this music, Kelsey gave it to me, showed it to me on YouTube, and so I naturally acquired the album and got hooked on it.
Okay,
it's
so what kind of music
different.
Is it?
It's pop music, and it's Russian pop music, which makes it awesome. Naturally.
So how do you know what they're saying?
You don't. I don't have any clue whatsoever, and it's different because I've got heaps of foreign music, of course, in my my library. I've got loads of French, loads of Italian, a little bit of Spanish, and other things here and there. But I've never got something that I couldn't sort of interpret in some way, or even just a little bit, or sort of be able to sing along to if I wanted to ever. So in that respect, this is very obscure. I don't know why I enjoy it, but for some reason it's so cool, and I'm hooked on it. But yeah, I'm not going to attempt to pronounce the name of the album because it is Russian. But that will be in the show notes.
Okay. That works.
That's more or less all I can tell you because all of the rest of... I mean, if I were to describe it in any other way, it would involve naming songs or...
Yeah,
like
and
that.
That's Russian, and, you know, that'd be kind of hard to do. So.
You could do it. You can virtually speak Russian.
I don't think so. It would be very hard to pick up a Russian script and translate it into English that Sergei could understand.
Sorry,
yes.
You're not seeing this, are you? Hang on, I'll send you a list of the files in the directory. One moment, please. While my thing uploads, there we go. Oh, damn it. Control V. There you go. There, you can pronounce some of those, because those have Latin characters.
Oh, dear.
Slushkom silni.
Oh, that's good! Good job!
No, not really. I was...
That's good!
Literally mimicking you.
Bolno.
Bolno.
I don't know. I was going to go into French.
I sound more
there,
Italian. Bolno.
Yeah, you know, that tends to happen. So, anyways.
I give up.
That's a good
doing?
Pick.
Thank you.
You want to go first, or should I?
It was... Oh, well, I've not really been doing anything apart from just continuing working and watching a lot of Prison Break, and I haven't been doing any farming.
You did a bit yesterday.
Yeah, but that was spur of the moment. Otherwise, I haven't been interested in it. But you, on the other hand, Shane, you have led a very interesting life.
Yes, I have.
Why is that?
Well, today is my first exam, tomorrow is my second, and Monday is my last exam. So, yeah, that's what I've been doing in a nutshell, and there's really not much else to say about it besides the typical grind of studying, you know. And I said it's like a battle. You don't know what the opposing army is going to bring, so you just have to prepare the best you can. So that's what I'm doing right now, and it's very cold down here, actually, for some reason right now, so... Yeah.
Because it's Canada and it's winter.
And we got 11 centimeters of snow today, which isn't much, but it's a lot when it's blowing around.
I think I did a good job at explaining that, to be honest.
Yeah, you did. So, aside from yeah, not much really. So.
I love your accent.
I know, it just happens like that sometimes.
You should speak like
anyways.
That all the time. It would sound so much
no,
cooler.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
I don't like the Canadian accent.
I think that's it then for our last regular show of 2010. Scheduling, I guess, for the next 2 weeks will be Christmas Eve for our special show and then New Year's Eve for the clip show. So watch for those to appear in your iTunes. And yeah, we'll wrap up 2010 properly on the clip show. So we will see you guys then. Goodbye, everyone.
See you later.